Cohen of Trinity by Amy Levy. The news of poor Cohen's death came to me both as a shock and a surprise. It is true that in his melodramatic, self-conscious fashion, he had often declared a taste for suicide to be among the characteristics of his versatile race. And indeed, in the Cambridge days, or in that obscure interval which elapsed between the termination of his unfortunate university career and the publication of Gubernator, there would have been nothing astonishing in such an act on his part. But now, when his book was in everyone's hands, his name on everyone's lips, when that recognition for which he had longed was so completely his, that success for which he had thirsted was poured out for him in so generous a draught, to turn away, to vanish without a word of explanation. He was so fond of explaining himself, is the very last thing one would have expected of him. 1. He came across the meadows towards the sunset, his upturned face pushed forwards, catching the light, and glowing also with another radiance than the rich, reflected glory of the heavens. A curious figure, slight, ungainly, shoulders in the ears, an awkward